Hey everybody, and welcome to Authors and Dragons, where a group of comedic fantasy writers get together and try to make it through a whole game of Pathfinder without accidentally dying. Let's see if we pull it off this week. As always, the odds do not look great.
Hi, I'm Joseph Brassey. I play the role of Bjorg Bjornsson, enthusiastic and soon-to-be-shot barbarian. I am was one of the seven authors in the Mongolia Project, and I am currently working on a novel called Skyfarer.
Hi, I'm Rick Walteri. I play Silas Kane, mighty paladin of Torhag. And in real life, I write the Tome of Bill comedy horror series.
Hello, my name's Robert Bevan. I play the role of Klaus Richter, the rogue. In real life, I write the comedy fantasy series of novels and short stories called Caverns and Creatures, starting with the first book, Critical Failures.
Hi, my name is Rob Cruzy, and I am playing Tharic the Lost, who is a rather grumpy and unpleasant dwarf cleric who likes to hide behind bushes. And in real life, I am the author of Mercury Falls and the other Mercury books, and Disenchanted and the other Dis books, among other wacky titles.
Hey, my name's Steve Weverell. I play the role of Brandon Firemaster, the thoroughly lubricated monk. In real life, I write the Doomsayer Journeys, the first of which is called The Last Volunteer.
And I am Drew Hayes, the Dungeon Master, who once had some idea of where this game was going, although that is a fleeting memory that grows more distant with every passing day. I am the author of Superpowers, Corpies, Fred the Vampire Accountant, NPCs, and a bunch of other smaller stuff, too. And when last we left our intrepid adventurers, Bjorg Bjornsson had gone into a rage, risking his own safety to pull open the door and allow his friend's entrance. And he'd succeeded, yanking back the lock, pulling open the doors, to reveal a very lubricated Brandon Thighmaster. And Brandon Thighmaster, going by the old initiative, it is now your turn.
Very lubricated brand. That's the best kind of Brandon Thighmaster.
Only kind of Brandon Thighmaster.
No, there are other sides.
There's lubricated and there's very lubricated. Those are the two settings.
Okay, Brandon Master, he's gonna get straight into the action. He's gonna shout, "Somebody order a greased up monk." Even as he says it, he realizes it's not the best of battle cries. And then he's gonna go to his 7 o'clock and fight this here bandit.
All right. Punchy.
I think he realizes there's not much time to mess around, so it's going to be a straight up kick to the dick hole, I think.
The hole. The dick hole.
An armed strike. He rolls for a 12.
12 will not hit.
Oh, dear.
Klaus.
Alright, Klaus would like. There are still archers up on ladders.
You can still see an archer up on a ladder. Actually, you can't even see the ladder. You just see him from up above. The ladders are on the inside.
All right, I'm just moving to the doorway so I can see what I see inside.
And all right, you step to the doorway. Inside, you see 4 bandits with rapiers pulled. 4 bandits atop little precipices, much like the one that was shooting and dropping bombs at you. Bjorn Bjornsson looking all swollen and angry, and Brandon Thighmaster whiffing his foot through the air as a bandit steps back and very pointedly does not take a kick to the dick.
All right, by precipices, you mean?
Little stations that are about 10, 15 feet in the air.
All right, so they're not actually standing on ladders that I could go knock down, right?
No, they are on little stations with doors, but you would need a ladder to get up there. Or you could climb the outside like Bjorn did.
All right, I'm going to shoot an archer.
Okay, take a shot at an archer. Which one?
All right, well, I'll move in a little bit further so I can get my point-blank bonus. And I'll shoot at this one.
Okay, you take a shot.
Here we go. I got my point-blank attack. All right, Klaus rolls a 12.
12 is not going to hit. You pop an arrow, but the archer kind of dodges away, barely in time. Kuthric. Your party members are being stupid.
Well, I'm not going to help that situation any. Okay, well, I'm going to just stay here and lean into the bush so that I can reach Silas Kane with my channel energy and try to cure them. And I think that's...
D6.
D6, okay. Try to help him out a little here.
From the sanctity of the bush.
Fuck! What is up with my healing?
always count on Guthark.
He's the most useless. I rolled Guthark rolls a 1 for his healing, and so he sends some general good feelings towards the others of the group.
Oh my god, that splinter is out of my hand now.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Band-Aid, you guys are still fall to from the heavens. Second level. What one hit point can make a difference?
We've gotten more from inhaling corpses than that.
This is why Guthark has a bad attitude. He's just a lousy cleric.
It's like the gods can like sense how begrudging he is about healing, and so like that filters out some of the magic goodness.
Yeah, it could go either way. Either he's grumpy because of how bad he is, or he's bad because it's how grumpy he is. But either way, it doesn't work out for him. So 1 point for anybody who's wounded.
1 point of healing, 10 points of apathy.
1 point of healing, and you don't give as much of a shit about how this battle goes now. Well, Silas Kane, you have a few less splinters in your hand, and it's your turn.
Alright. I'll move up here and shoot an arrow at this guy.
Okay. Shooting at an archer. Roll that die.
Alright, attack 17.
17 will hit the archer.
Alright. Silas does 4 points.
4 points. You catch him in the chest, but he is not down yet. Okay, after Silas, it is the archer's turns. They are going to... Two of them are going to shoot at Brandon. And two of them are going to shoot at Klaus.
Oh.
Silas is still a little bit by the wall, so he's a harder target. All right, first two to Brandon Thighmaster. A 13 and a 7.
I have a deflect arrow. Oh, it doesn't matter anymore. They ain't hitting me. I'm far too greasy. Just slide off.
Oh.
All right, Klaus. 19 and 5.
All right, the 19 hits.
1 damage.
Oh, thanks, Kusark.
Should have greased yourself up first.
Yeah.
Easy come, easy go.
Yep.
Alright, well, with that done, it is now time for the bandits who were inside to join the fray. And they will. Two on Bjorg, two on Brandon. Alright, first two to Bjorg. A 10 and a 9 are not gonna do jack shit. And then Brandon Thighmaster. A 5 and a 15!
Nope.
That does not.
Weirdly sticky.
You're just like. You're sliding between them, like leaving trails of grease across their clothes, making them feel a little uncomfortable at standing next to each other.
We have come from the wilderness as the Legion of Nope.
They start sticking copper pieces in your, like, you know, loincloth.
If they survive this fight, they're going to have some serious self-examination to deal with.
Yeah, that's mainly what I want from an encounter.
Bjorg Bjornsson, it is your turn again. You have two bandits waving rapiers at you, although neither one managed to stab you effectually.
Bjorg is going to go for the one between him and Brandon, and turn and heave his sword overhead and bring it down with all the fury he can muster. 18.
That will hit.
Alright. Let's see how enjoyable these damage rolls are tonight. And Bjorg brings his blade down on the bandit for 17 points of damage.
So Bjorg, in his rage, sees them wave their tiny man swords and decides to show them how a blade is properly used by just whipping his sword around and spraying the innards of this bandit across the back of the hut. Like, he is dead, dead, dead.
I have come to teach you the ways of interior decoration.
Brandon Thighmaster.
Okay. I'm going to try and... I can use Flurry of Blows on two opponents.
You are greased up and free to use Flurry of Blows.
I thought you...
Oh, yeah.
This isn't against your celibacy rule.
Eden ain't cheating.
pretty sure that would be against the celibacy rule. I don't know, we'll try first. I feel trepidatious about this now. Alright, okay, Flurry of Blows.
Flurry of Blows.
Not very good. I got a 9 and a 5.
Oh, yeah. The grease might be working against you as you're slipping and sliding and not quite making the contact you were hoping for.
I like your back row. First he blows, then he blows again.
All right, Klaus, you just watched Bjorg turn someone into goo, although at this point it's not that shocking.
And you just watched Brandon cover two people in goo.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, Bjorg, thank you for clearing a path for my arrow. I would like to shoot the bandit that Silas has already shot.
Fair enough. All right. Roll me an attack.
Come on, Macro. All right, I rolled a 13 this time.
That's not going to hit.
Bummer.
If you guys would roll above 10, that would probably help you all a lot.
I'll keep that in mind.
Guthrick, it is your turn.
I like to think the Guthrick's just like sitting in the bush going, just whispering, yeah, go, guys.
that's about as good as his healing's been doing.
Yeah. You get him. Exactly. You kick their ass. Do
that. I believe in that. Basically the Eeyore of cleric. Eeyore is my spirit. Okay. So I'm seriously just going to sit here and do channel energy again, because fuck it, I don't want to get involved.
It's a solid move, man. I mean, it heals your whole party. There's nothing wrong with it.
I think it's the last one that I have. All right, I can hit everybody.
My question.
And you get 3 plus your charisma modifier per day.
I get 3 plus modifier? Oh, really?
3 plus your charisma modifier. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, then I got a couple left. All right, I'm going to do it again. Get ready for a point, everybody. It's going to be exciting.
1 point.
All right. Oh, the low expectations.
All right. Low expectations are met.
God damn it. What are the odds? You know how many ones I've rolled in this game?
Kutharik heals the party for 1 damage each again.
Brothers, perhaps we should talk about the joys of Toreg when this is over.
Cause, I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking about converting again. I'm gonna convert.
Rejoice!
Well, everybody, give yourself 1 hit point. You know, at Klaus, it's like you didn't even take that shot. It's net gain.
Yeah.
It's just like it's kind of like an up and down dick flicking contest with the bandits.
Yeah. Neither of you is very good at hitting the other. Luckily, Kuthark's healing has been so low that they haven't noticed you guys getting healed, so there's no strategic reason why they investigate.
It's all part of my strategy. I'm trying to not be noticed.
Yeah.
Wow, every turn, they just kind of seem to get some better vibes.
Yeah. They just like to look a little more... Could they have a healer? Nah, look. I mean, look, they're still hurt really bad.
They're pathetic, but yeah. they feel kind of good about it.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of glancing over your shoulders like, what, really? What's going on back there in the bush? What?
Because they probably can't hear him, so it's probably just feel slightly
path.
More positive about things.
It's like getting a hand job past 30. Like, you'll take it, but really?
Wow.
What? Too true?
No, not arguing.
I'm the hand job giving cleric. That's my role.
Wow.
Okay. Kuthric has
and you can do it from 30 feet away.
Yeah, that's kind of impressive.
And do it to 4 people at a time. So.
Yeah, normally that's range of touch.
We're in the wrong line of work.
Spectral hand indeed.
Yeah.
I know. It's all volume. Right. I'm sorry.
Silas Kane. If you look at it this way, Kuthric, you just healed 4 points total, so it's not bad.
Yeah, we need more people in our parties.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to split up a rapid shot. One guy for the one I hit, one for the one I hit, and one for this guy over here.
Okay, first one will be the guy you already hit. Second one will be the new guy.
All right, first one, Silas rolls a natural 20.
Ooh.
The crit confirm is only 12, though.
Okay, well, he had 1 hit point left, I think, so...
Well, okay.
What's your regular damage?
7.
Yeah, you murder the shit out of him. It looks like Bjorg got a hold of him. Like, the arrow catches him under the chin, goes up through the head, out the back, and, like, his brains just sort of start dripping, and he collapses to the ground.
I declare this den of sin to be a new temple to Toreg! And second one comes in. Attack is 19, and if that hits, damage 5.
It is. It does. And it's dead.
Wow.
Congratulations, in one round, Silas, apparently getting sick of this bullshit, fires off two arrows and just kills the living shit out of a pair of archers. After Silas Kane's like bullshit, they are getting a little bit scared because you guys are actually killing through them pretty quickly, and they do not like that.
One guy's screaming to his god, the other's greased up, you know? Yeah. this has got to be kind of freaky for them.
Another guy's giant and frothing at the mouth.
Also, in 6 seconds, you just murdered 3 people, so that's kind of relevant. Let's see, this archer's too far away, so he's just going to take a shot at Bjorg, since Bjorg is fucking killing, is the one who he saw kill. So one shot at Bjorg. Does a 19 hit?
It does.
2 damage.
All right.
And then this one is going to toss another of those little glass bombs.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
And he's actually going to hit one of his guys, but he doesn't give a shit. So, I need reflex saves from Brandon, Bjorg, and Klaus.
Wow, all right. Klaus rolled a natural 20 for a 29.
Do you have evasion?
Go ahead, I see.
I don't know. Do I?
That's a very evasive answer.
So, yes.
Maybe you have evasion.
Bjorg rolls a 19.
Okay. Well, that's half damage for both of you. Brandon Thymaster?
Brandon Thymaster rolls an 8.
Ooh, evasion does not come into play for that one. So, the damage is going to be...
I'm sufficiently greased for me. That's gotta...
And it is fire retardant, I think.
It just doesn't catch fire easily. There's a difference between not easily flammable and fire retardant. Okay, well,
so
Brandon...
burning and wet.
So, Brandon takes 3 damage from the explosion. Bjorg takes 1, because he made his save, but he does not have evasion. Klaus takes none, because he made his save and does have evasion. And the bandit takes none, because he made his save and does have evasion.
I critically evaded.
Yeah, you were the fanciest of them. Everyone else is just like, oh shit, and like pulling stuff in the way. Klaus just like leapt up with the flames, did like a tumbling flip, and then like as the explosion simmered down, he fell back and was like, what?
It was quite good to see that all that being hit in the face of logs has paid off.
Indeed. All right, so that was the archer's turn. The bandit, looking very pissed at the archer who just threw a fucking bomb at him, but these guys are sort of...
You should attack your friend.
Yeah, he's going to shift 5 feet. He's going to shift 5 feet. He's going to... So the bandits are going to shift, and one takes the place, stepping onto the dead body of the guy Bjorg just super killed. I'm not gonna lie, he'd probably be running like a motherfucker if you guys weren't blocking the exit. So, he's going to instead try to stab Bjorg in the throat. And a 10 is not going to do that.
It is not.
But there's 2 going after Brandon Thymaster, and one of them has flanking on him. So, we'll do the one without flanking first.
Don't you dare hurt my greasy monk!
11, I don't think, hits Brandon Thymaster.
It does not.
And then... A 13 plus 2 is 15, and still not good enough.
Not good enough.
These guys are not rolling great. Oh, well, I've been using the wrong macro. That would be why. Well, my fuck up, so that's on me. Bjorg, it is your turn.
I'm going to assume that was down to the power of the grease.
Grease is the word. Okay, so Bjorg is going to turn to the guy in front of him, kind of lazily flip his sword back, and once more with extra feeling. Rolls a 15.
That is not enough. He slip-slides on the blood beneath his feet and twirls around, dodging your massive strike.
Bjorg is convinced that this man is actually an extremely clever master swordsman in his altered mental state.
He's not bad. He's not terrible with it. All right, Brandon Thymaster, it is your turn.
I need a hit. I'm starting to... I can't feel bad about this. I want to take a arm strike at the guy on my 5 o'clock. So diagonal to the right.
The one that's flanking you.
That's the one.
Ooh, 21 will hit.
21.
That definitely hits.
I feel like that in the dick hole.
So you rear back and kick a greasy foot into his dick hole. And his eyes kind of bulge out and he sways, but he's still standing. He's not happy, but he's still standing.
Huh. I think I saw a porno like this once.
All right, Klaus.
All right, Klaus is bound to do better this time. All right, Klaus.
Why'd you say that?
I guess, yeah, I was going to say I couldn't do worse, but yeah, I suppose I can. I'm feeling good about that critical evasion, though. So I think this time luck is on my side. I'm going to shoot this guy down here.
All right, shooting at an archer.
Yes. Here we go. All right, that's better. 23.
23 will hit.
All right, Klaus hits for 3 points of damage.
All right, you get him in the torso. He looks wounded, but still standing.
Okay, I've done something.
All right, and Kutharik.
What the hell? Let's run up behind these guys, and maybe I can touch Klaus from behind. I'm assuming Klaus is most wounded. How wounded is everybody?
You can only get a cursory glance, like you can't see their hit points, but Klaus is generally pretty fucked up. Brandon Thymaster doesn't look super great either. Well, that's not true. Brandon Thymaster looks fucking awesome, but you know, he looks a little.
Oh, but I'm not going in there.
Fuck that.
There's like a whole wall of flesh between me and the blades. I'll stay back here.
Tharik is babysitting Klaus. That's part of the job. So we're gonna try to. I'm gonna try to do this. Let's see if I can do this macro. I
can't stop here. This is monk country.
Nice. All right. Cure light wounds on Klaus.
Thank you.
A D8 plus 2. Let's see if I'm converting or not.
All right.
Hey.
Damn it. So, Cathartic rolls a 4 plus 2 for 6 points healing.
Hey, that's pretty good.
All right, Klaus is almost back up to max.
Yeah.
Cathartic, feeling good.
It's the least I can do, you know, hiding behind the bush back there.
No, that was the least you could do.
slightly more than the least I could do.
That was pretty good. All right, well done, Kutharik. You have gotten Klaus back up to near max. That's pretty good. Silas Kane.
He's got this guy. Can I see him or no? I'm right at the wall.
Let's see. From where you are on the wall, we'll say he has cover.
Step back 5 feet.
Who's in front of you? Klaus? Well, Klaus is short. Okay, so you can shoot him.
Klaus isn't particularly short.
But he's not particularly tall either, and this is shooting upward like 15 feet. If it was Bjorg, it would be different.
All right, let's send two into this guy.
All right.
Come on. First one, 26 and 4 damage.
All right, second one?
22 and 6 damage.
Woo! You shot the shit out of him. Yeah, he is dead. He is fucking dead. you just get one in the heart, one in the throat, like you're buttoning a shirt, and he tumbles to his death. Wow. Killed the hell out of him. All right.
I shall sanctify this place in your blood.
Well, seeing as there is now exactly one archer left, and he is not a particularly noble sort, he is going to throw his last bomb in the center of you lot, fucking over his buddy yet again.
Jeez.
And then he's going to jump to the ground and take off running toward the forest.
I've seen things.
And he can just get into the forest, although someone could, in theory, take a shot if they cared enough. But reflex saves from Bjorg, Klaus, and Brandon.
Oh, man. Okay. Shit. Klaus rolls a natural 1.
That's more That's like
the...
it.
Bjorg rolls a 5.
Another critical evasion.
Holy shit, Brandon Firemaster rolled a natural 20 this time.
Okay, so... oh, max damage.
Oh, shit.
So Klaus tries to dodge directly into the wall, smacks his head and stuns himself, so he's going to be dizzy for his next round.
This is because Cuthric healed me for more than 1 point, isn't it?
The gods demanded recompense. So hang on, we're going to say he loses 7-2. Bjorg loses 7 because he failed to save. But Brandon Thymaster, having successfully made a natural 20, instead of taking the blast, he in fact is going to grab the bandit that he punched in the dick who is wobbly, jerk him over, and trade places with him, using him as a human shield. So that bandit is in fact going to take the damage instead of Brandon Thymaster.
Fucking beautiful.
Just you spin on a greasy heel and hold him up as the blast sears over him, and 7 damage will in fact kill him.
But at least the last thing he feels is your manly chest pushing into his back.
Yeah.
And it got weird again.
It's always been weird. All right. Well, that was the last of the bombs that guy had. All right. There are now 2 bandits remaining, one of which is singed. The singed one will take a swing at Bjorg, and the one directly next to Brandon Thymaster will take a strike at Brandon Thymaster. So the Bjorg one, I'm guessing a 4. Oh, God, natural 1. So let's roll to see if he hurts himself. 19. He does not hurt himself. All right. The strike on Brandon Thymaster. Does a 20 hit?
20 does hit.
6 damage. You smeared off some of the grease in the act of swinging the other guy around, removing your magical grease defense, or lowering it, and you get a rapier to the ribs for that. He's angry. He's furious. He doesn't want to see you not glisten.
Again, these bandits are insanely brave.
Not really. You guys are just are blocking the door.
Oh, yeah.
So in the future, guys, we need to charge in and then move to either side of the doorway so that they can flee for their lives.
Yeah, the one who could nope the fuck out of there. All right, Bjorg Bjornsson, you are up, sir.
Bjorg is still getting a little wary or a little irritated that this guy managed to dodge his powerful strike. So he's going to heave back, and he rolls a 21 this time.
21 will hit.
All right. So basically what he wants to do is he wants to bring the blade up, hack down with the back edge, and just kind of turn this man into a turnip flower with his blade here.
All right, roll the damage and let's see.
11.
11 damage on the one who already took the fireball. Yes, you successfully turn him into a fucking flower or turnip or whatever you would like.
He hit him so hard, this guy just reverted and, like, relived his childhood. His life is flashing before his eyes.
Yeah. Bjorg's strike has unmade him as a human being. Everything he has done is now undone. Everyone he has known has no memory of him.
Somewhere his mother's like, what the fuck just happened?
I have three. Two. I have 2 sons. So yeah, Bjorg, you turn him into whatever the fuck you want to turn him into. He is dead, dead. Brandon Thymaster, it is your turn. There is one bandit remaining, and he just stabbed you.
But one hit point remaining. This is, I went into this a lot more confidently than I should have, apparently. But fuck it. Yeah, I'm just going to kick the guy. I'm going to try and kick him in the eyeball. I don't see that very often.
Kick him in the eyeball.
Shit, man. 6. That was a bad move. I should have tried to be fancy.
Oh, yeah, that is not gonna... You swing your foot around, and he just leans slightly back, because the eyeball's a pretty direct kick you have to land. lot of room for error. Klaus, it is your turn. There is one bandit left, and he stabbed the shit out of Brandon Thymaster.
Am I dizzy? What does that mean?
Yeah, you are. We're gonna say you're stunned for this round. I forgot about that.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's my turn then.
Yeah, Kuthric the Lost. Klaus just got the shit burned out of him, as did Bjorg, actually.
Okay, so I can. Tharik is gonna be brave. Tharik's gonna run right up here and attack this dude.
Oh!
With his mace.
Kuthric's throwing a punch!
The healers had enough.
Badass. Stop hurting my friends!
Do you have any idea how hard it is to keep that fucker alive?
Okay.
Roll your attack, man.
Tharik rolls a 15.
That will not hit.
Damn it. Oh, I tried.
At least you didn't accidentally heal him.
That's true. No, then I definitely.
Guthrick runs in dramatically, just takes a big swing with his mace and whiffs.
I'm out, guys. That's it for me. Just one swing.
And he just like keeps swinging and just like turns around and tries to walk off. Ooh, this is not where I parked my carriage. All right, Silas Kane, you are up, sir. The unhittable bandit continues to terrorize.
All right, 5 foot step. Talking is a free action, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Silas will, before letting loose, he will basically say, you know, surrender and pledge your life to Toreg.
Silas, go shoot that bandit running away.
I mean, if I don't get an answer.
You don't get an answer from him or Toreg.
Oh, fine. Then 2 arrows into his face. And
Stanley
first Torek. One is,
Stanley answer Toreg gives.
The first one is, attack is 18.
That'll hit.
And damage is full on at 9.
Ooh, that is, he is hurt but standing.
Jesus.
All right, yeah. Then we'll send the other one at him. Ah, only an 11 attack.
Yeah, 11's not going to hit. Yeah, these guys are tougher. They are, they don't go down quite as easy, especially when I use the right macro for their attacks.
You should have surrendered.
Yeah. He is unhappy, but he's watched you guys just mow through fucking everyone, so he doesn't believe for a second he'll survive surrendering. The archer is now sprinting off into the woods and is out of sight, because he is not stupid.
Go on, be food for the demon horse.
We know
what's in those woods.
The lone bandit is going to try and finish off Brandon so that he can kill the rest of you and escape.
And when you get to hell, tell your ape overlords we sent you.
Well, 6 is not going to hit Brandon Thighmaster.
Fuck no.
No, so that is that. Bjorg Bjornsson.
Bjorg is kind of beyond the point of being comprehensible right now. He's kind of uttering streams of mad gibberish as he trundles himself forward. He's going to move up. Next to Catharic here, stepping through the gore and ichor of the last one he butchered, and rolls a 15.
He had some ichor on his shoe, and he just fucked that up a little.
Can't get my killing right if I've got ichor on. This doesn't work, guys. No killing today. I'm sorry.
Brandon Thighmaster.
Brandon Thighmaster's gonna have a quick word of himself. Calm, Brandon. Let yourself down. Why aren't these people a fine spray of mist already? Come on, unarmed strike.
Crush them between your massive pecs.
For 10.
Brandon Thighmaster doesn't know what's happening. He's never had trouble with performance before, but... Maybe it's the oil. Maybe it's something in the lube that's throwing him off.
Got grease in
this
isn't
the brand he's used to.
Yeah, this never happens, he swears.
I think this episode should be called Performance Issue.
Alright, Klaus, you are up, sir.
Alright, Klaus would like to... I figure these three guys can take the one wounded bandit. Klaus would like to run outside and see if he can spot the one that ran away.
Roll me a perception check.
Oh, this should be good.
This guy burned me. Skills. Alright, Klaus rolls. So 17.
That is good, but he has sprinted off into the woods, and you guys let him go a full turn of running without him checking. So, no, you can see the direction he ran if you want to run after him, but there's no way you could line up a shot on him.
Alright, then Klaus would like to shoot the... Can I shoot? Am I going to have trouble shooting through Kuthara?
How tall are you?
Short. I'm half-elf size.
Okay, and Kutharic's a dwarf, and the bandits are human. Yeah, as long as you don't roll below 5, you probably won't hit Kutharic.
All right. I trust myself to not roll below 5. All right. I can use my point blank. All right. Die, bandit. Oh, all right. Klaus rolls a 22.
All right, from the back, Klaus lets fly an arrow. It soars over Kutharic's head, catching the bandit in the side of the temple and dropping him to the ground, stone cold dead. And with that, you have successfully murdered all the bandits. All
right.
Finally.
I'm 3 foot.
All right, let's see if we can find those rations.
Bjorg is going to come down from his rage, look kind of tired, and then start rifling around through their belongings. Or looking around for belongings.
You guys find just so many shit-covered rags. Like, it's not even funny. Like, just, like, a weird amount of shit-covered rags.
Dibs.
Oh, man. Okay, you know, you guys went pretty far out of your way for this, and it is a bandit camp. So, let's see. Just seeing what skills we have. Okay, search is not a skill anymore. I tell you what I will do. You guys pick one person, and I want you to roll a d10 plus 10.
Who wants to do the roll?
Any volunteers? I haven't been rolling.
I'm not touching it.
I'll do it.
Alright.
18.
Woo! That is pretty impressive, sir. You guys find 180 gold.
Hey.
To split between the five of you.
Blonde bastard.
I still get the shit rags. That's not included in general the treasure pot.
FYI, that's 36 gold for everybody.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you for doing that.
I think
math.
That's the first bit of anything we've gotten.
Yeah, you guys,
Hey, we have proven that if you threaten us in a camp, we will not only kill you, but we will spend an entire day wandering around going to different areas of the woods.
We need to track down their families now.
Yeah.
Well, the great thing is one got away to tell people that.
Right. Perfect.
Okay. On top of that, you find some extra sets of armor. But you guys do not have your cart, so hauling them back will be a significant ordeal. You do find, actually, 20 rations. If anybody needs more rations, feel free to take from that.
All my possessions burnt to, like, you know, dust. And that's,
yeah.
How many rations?
Actually, you find there's 20 rations total.
Okay.
You find two worn backpacks.
Oh, hey.
And
I don't have a backpack.
Yeah. You find 3 water skins. Again, this, you know, was a base. And then everybody roll me perceptions.
Klaus rolls a 19.
Bjorg rolls a 10.
Sara rolls a 25.
Silas rolls a 9.
Ooh.
Oh, wait.
Brandon Firemaster rolls a 14.
Wow. And Cuthoric, man, coming through in the clutch with that natural 20. So. So, you are all sort of looking around, checking floorboards, you know, you're finding the gold stashed away little by little, that's just assumed as part of the searching process. Cuthoric keeps digging, and he manages to uncover a small red gem.
Uh-oh.
And with a natural 20, we'll just go ahead and give it to you as a dwarf. It's not magical, but it does have a worth of an extra 50 gold.
Hey.
And you're like, oh, this is really cool. And yeah, okay, so you think you found what it is in the hidey hole, but then as you look down, you're like, wait, you push a little deeper and you realize this was the decoy to keep anyone from realizing what the really valuable thing was. And, you guys were not going to get this for anything short of a 25. I'm impressed. And you pull out a large bag and you open it and you notice that it seems to go to a gigantic void space. You have found a bag of holding, sir, which are quite nice and very expensive.
Klaus, see how deep it goes.
All right. Who's climbing
in
this
first? Let me push it right here first.
Yeah.
I throw all my shit rags in the bag.
All the shit.
Well, that means you can put in all the stuff that we couldn't carry.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
with the shit rags.
You can try, but seeing as you are worn adventurers, you do know that depending on the type of bag, there is a limit to weight and volume. And if you try to overstuff it without knowing what that limit is, you do risk destroying it.
Ah, right.
If anybody has the ability to appraise a magic item to see what the exact abilities of this bag are, you are welcome to cast it or roll that check. Or if you just want to chance it, you're free to do that.
Fuck no. Toreg has given this as a gift to us. He would not limit it.
You want to try and appraise?
Bjorg rolls a 3 on an intelligence check. Not a natural 1, so.
It's actually an appraise check, but yeah, in base would have. Yeah, you don't know shit about this. Which is appropriate for Bjorg.
I can do an appraise. Okay, here.
15?
Derek rolls a, 12.
Brandon Firemaster rolls a 12. He wants to look at the bag too, guys. Come on, let me look at the bag.
Silas does a prey check.
Everyone's trying to touch Udark's bag.
Yeah.
Get your hands off my bag. Nobody knows how big my bag is or how much it can hold.
Quit trying to jam things in his sack, man. That's not cool.
It sounds like a medical problem.
Okay, no one has a high enough appraise check to be able to determine from looking at the bag what its magical properties are.
Alright, well.
You do know it's something you can get checked to fit regularly easily if you go to a magic item shop. Like I said, or you guys can cast a spell or chance it. It is all up to you.
Why don't you just, poke your head in? Why don't you poke your head in somewhere and take another appraise check from the inside?
Bjorg is, Bjorg's not the wisest man in the world, but he has learned through a certain degree of trial and error that one of the things you shouldn't do in life is stick your head in unfamiliar spaces without at least assessing first.
Shame we don't have the other bandit. We could have thrown him in.
Oh. I can't believe you guys found the bag of holding. That's impressive.
While they're trying to figure out the bag, since we have some makeshift graves here, Silas will start dragging the bodies and tossing them in.
wait a minute, we're not going to burn them? I thought we could build a fire.
We can put them in a pit and then build a fire out of one of the log straps.
If I don't get to inhale the fumes of my enemies, then I just don't
ever level up.
He's tweaking, man.
So you guys are gonna throw the corpses into one of the pits and then then smoke them.
We have a reputation to uphold.
Before we start the desecration, can I the fact that Silas and Brandon don't have shit on them, are we splitting the backpack, water skin, and rations? Is that a
fair? Yeah, that sounds like a smart idea.
Everyone agrees. And let the corpse desecration begin.
I'd like two of the rations, that's okay.
Bjorg is going to start chopping off heads again.
Alright, you go about desecrating these people's bodies, hurling them into...
trying to make sure they don't come back.
Hurling them into an open trap pit. You find
their bodies impale on the spikes.
I mean, there are lanterns.
Words like desecrate. It sounds kind of judgy.
Oh yeah, you think? there are some lanterns inside, so you can get a little bit of lantern oil to get the fire started.
Is there any dirty straw on the floor?
Oh yeah, plenty of that.
Yay!
I got some shit rags.
Yeah. So within an hour, you have a big old corpse bonfire just burning in that pit, sending up smoke. Doing God knows what else.
Step forward, brothers, and breathe deeply.
We send these souls to you, Toreg. So that you may use them as shit rags for all eternity.
Souls as shit rags.
Boy, if you guys were malicious instead of dumb, I would make you change your alignments.
What's the difference between love, between chaotic evil, and chaotic neutral stupidity?
Yeah. How did My Name is Earl put it? Look, there's bad, and then there's simple.
Well, no, see, the thing is, like, in Bjorg's homeland, spontaneous undead is a thing. So one of the ways you keep that from happening is by decapitating them.
Yeah, and where does smoking them
come in? Valhalla?
The Temple of the Many Fists, they don't believe in material possessions, and I suppose your skin is probably your last material possession, so they're going to the afterlife unencumbered.
It's perfectly acceptable to burn bodies.
It is. In a land where undead are a thing, it makes sense. It's a little weird that you guys make a point of breathing in the smoke, but whatever. Different strokes for different folks.
No.
It was an accident the first time. But
have you ever been to the north? We have saunas.
Fueled by corpses.
Everyone likes a fire. It's cozy. It's a bonding experience.
Are these rapiers decent quality?
They are decent.
All right, I'm going to grab one of those.
Okay.
And I would like to search the precipices to see if they have any more of those bombs left.
Ah, that is a good question. When you check, most of them had sort of shattered and soaked into the clothing of the people, but the inner material didn't break. They had to be thrown with force. But you can find... Actually, roll me a
d3. I don't know how to do that. They don't have a d3. I'm going to roll a d4 and ignore a 4.
Okay.
All right, 2.
2. You find 2 of those bombs intact.
Sweet.
Yes. Probably too many.
They are a d6 plus 1 damage. They have a like a 3x3 square radius, and the reflex save is 12. So, after looting the corpses, digging through their valuables, and then burning them in a pit they had used to keep out intruders, you have all thoroughly sacked the living shit out of this bandit camp. All that is left is pretty much the tower. Would you like to do anything with the tower? Or do you want to move in? Do you want to become the new bandit?
I was going to say, we've earned this tower.
I would still like to go to Caldern.
It was not going to surprise me if you guys just decided to set up camp and be like, it's our valley now.
Let's write our names on it, and that way...
Klaus was her.
Silas, why don't you piss a message into the floor?
We'll just mark the tower.
Bad monkey.
I was, Brandon would like to climb to the top of the tower and see if he can look out and see anything from the higher vantage point before we move on. If we're moving on.
We are moving on. We must go to Caldern for the strangeness.
You get up, but remember a lot of the trees are much taller than this tower, so you pretty much just see forest.
Okay, no smoke from a demon horse or anything. Good.
Nope, the demon horse is laying low.
I just like to go around the other guys and just whisper, hey guys. Don't remind Silas about the demon horse. I think he was concussed enough that he still thinks that's a dream. So I'll mention that for the time being.
Bjorg nods very, very, very understanding. I understand.
He seems to be distracted by the bandit situation. He hasn't yet remembered that we beat the shit out of him.
Honestly, I don't think that he would necessarily care about that. Because, you know, he seems to enjoy being beaten, but maybe too much.
I mean, he might have had to change his pantaloons, but it is what it is. Is there anything else you guys would like...
Momentary possession happens to those who believe in lesser gods.
I almost forgot they just whipped the shit out. Alright, okay, would you guys like to do anything else at the tower before trying to backtrack to your camp? Or do you want to set up camp there for the night? You have been going all day, and the sun is beginning to set.
Yeah, I'm thinking we stay here for the night.
Stay here, yeah.
We already got a fire going.
That's true.
We got a fire, yeah.
Alright.
So we've got, what's the situation with the armor? Does that how many pieces
what kind of
armor
do we
have? And
it's
and
are cheap. They worth anything? It's cheap leather. Right. It's probably worth some. You guys already have a shitload of it in your cart back at the camp. You can try to haul it through the forest, but it's gonna require some checks to deal with.
We could put it in the sack, but we don't know how much the sack can hold. The worst case scenario with the sack is that we break the sack, though.
That would be pretty
bad.
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Yeah,
because that's That's way out of y'all's price range right now.
I can carry
you got that from a natural 20.
Useful to sell.
There's not really a whole lot else that is worth. There's nothing that's worth risking damage to the sack.
No.
sack over everything.
Nothing sack worthy.
Yeah, nothing sack worthy. All right, so with the corpses burning in the pits. I guess you guys are just gonna rebar the door and settle in for a night's sleep.
Does anybody know how to get back to our camp?
You will backtrack.
in the morning.
Oh.
At the very least, we will find the trail to Caldern.
There's no way a horse is going to be possessed by something.
An angel, maybe. It'll bounce things out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You won't have to deal with the demon horse.
Yeah.
You can sit back and watch the Battle of the Horses.
It's the end times. Awesome. The angel horse versus the demon horse.
And they must both wear luchador masks.
I get the impression they're all just kind of lying down and going to sleep and Bjorg is saying this. Listen, yeah. Tell me another story, Bjorg. Tell me a story about horses.
Tell me how the world ends in horses.
That's right up there with Draw Me With Like Your French Girls.
Oh. Okay.
Your psychotic ramblings slowly drift off.
With the bandits murdered, the tower looted, and us just flames of dead corpses filling the air, the night falls and you all drift off to Slumberland. And that is where we are going to leave the game for this week. We will pick up on the journey to Caldern, maybe, or maybe wherever the fuck things goes, on our next session. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Good night,
guys. Authors and Dragons is brought to you under a Creative Commons license, meaning you are free to share this material so long as credit is given to the original creators, which is us, the people who are playing it. The opening music, Take a Chance, and closing theme, Master of the Feast, are both credited to Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and also used under a Creative Commons license.